Hi, thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Shaney. Can I start by getting your zip code to pull up your account?
Oh, hi, Shaney. I just talked to you. This is Valerie Chester.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Again, I just wanted to know when should I expect the order to arrive?
It normally takes about 24 to 48 hours to go ahead and process. But once it does process and update, you should receive an email confirmation. Let's see. But I don't have an email on file for you. Do you have an email address that we can add to the account?
Yes, it's Miller, C-H-E-T-V.
V as in Victor or B as in boy?
V as in Victor.
Okay.
8@iCloud.com.
So that's Miller, C-H-E-T, V as in Victor, the number 8@iCloud.com?
Yes.
Okay. I got that saved in there. So once it does process out, it'll send you a confirmation number with a tracking number in there. Normally, it takes about 24 to 48 hours. Once that does get processed, it takes 7 to 10 business days to ship out. So we're looking at probably the beginning of next week before you receive your shipment.
Oh, by the 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere in there.
Yes, should be, yeah, because we're very low on it because I should have called you.
And then you're in New Jersey, so it shouldn't take that long, Ms. Chester, being that we're in Maine.
Oh, okay, right down the line.
Yeah, so it's definitely, it shouldn't take that long. But we do just have to advise you of that time frame. But being that you're in a closer area, it shouldn't be that long.
Oh, great. I'm so glad I got you back on the phone.
No problem. 9 times out of 10, you will every time you'll call.
Different operators, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, well, I hope I get the same one so I don't have to go through explaining it.
Yeah, but hopefully each time you call in, hopefully we'll get a chance to speak with each other.
Okie dokie. That's an old saying.
I know. I do it every day. I'm sorry.
You do? Okay,
I
great.
Do. I promise you I do. Especially after lunch, I'm like, okie dokie.
Yeah. All right. You take care now.
All right, Ms. Chester. And it was my pleasure speaking with you again. Thank you for calling Omax Health.
Because I share it with my mother.
Okay, good deal. Tell Mom I said hello.
Yeah, I sure will. She has to weigh 225 now. She's down to 140. So it's hard for me to, you know, see her like this. But I bathe her and I.
Yeah,
well,
but we gotta be thankful for every minute and second that we do get with each other.
Oh, she did it for me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes.
Change your bed, wash your clothes and everything. And she's got to get more dementia, you know, and it's hard, you know, because she argues at me like, I guess she's frustrated with this situation.
Yeah,
you know?
you've got to understand that, you know, when your memory is not there, you're trying to do things and you're not used to people, you know, having to depend on. Yeah.
92, she don't even want to walk anymore. It's like she's giving up, you know. So.
She doesn't want
to
be a burden. She doesn't want to be a burden on anybody.
No, she gives out orders. She's a strong woman after having 8 kids. Come on. She blurts out them orders, I'm telling you. Before I get done with one thing, she's telling me something else to do. Oh, she's a strong woman. Yeah. Senior citizens ain't no pushover now.
I know. That's good. Good to hear.
Yeah, I know. So my brother's there. He feeds her breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But I get there and I, you know, help out. She lost all her hair. She's upset about that and with the chemotherapy, you know. So I take her and I do her. My son, he's 53. He does her shopping for me and her because I can't lift anything anymore. And, you know, life, trials and tribulations you go through, but it's a test, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do it, you get to heaven and they'll say, I never knew you.
Right.
You know where you go. Boop. Where Satan went, kicked out of heaven, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be that one. But you got some kids that don't want to do it. That's my sister. She don't do nothing. She'll go to Atlantic City and everything, but she won't come and help with my mother.
Mm.
She's younger than me. And I just don't. I just pray for her. You know.
That's all you can do.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
Pray
don't let it frustrate you and keep doing what you can, and the rest, don't worry about it.
No, because 4 of my siblings died. My mother had 4 girls, 4 boys, and 2 and 2 died, with my dad, too. So she's dealing with that too, you know. Never think you see your kids die, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A heart full of swallow for a parent, you know. She had to sell her 9-room home, and now she's in a senior citizen building. And she misses washing her clothes. And every time I say, Mom, I'm taking your clothes, and she'll call me all day long if I'm not there. And I say, I'm folding your clothes. She'll say, I wish I could do it. And I'm like, Mom, please, I'm doing it. And, you know, she just misses doing that. Cause she did it all for us, you know. So,
yeah,
Janie, you take care.
All right, Miss Chester.
And,
I'll talk to you later, okay?
Keep your kindred spirit up. I pray for you, too.
Most definitely.
And
I appreciate
nice
that
to be
so
important,
much.
But nice to be important, I say, but more important to be nice.
Definitely. Definitely do that. That carries you a long way.
Yes, yes. Take care, hon.
All right. Thank you for calling OMAX Health.
Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.